Hello everyone, and thanks so much for joining us for this new episode of the Food Science Addict podcast. In this podcast, we aim at discovering food science topics for those of you who already know what food science is, and also for those of you who are not sure about it. Listen to us while we unravel the mystery and wonders of food science, from ingredients functionalities to novel technologies to novel foods and much more. This episode is sponsored by the Institute of Food Science and Technology, a professional membership body for those interested in food science technology. Stay till the end to find out more about IFST. Welcome to another episode of the Food Science Addict, where we delve into the fascinating world of food science and unravel the mysteries behind everyday foods. I'm your host, Vero, and today we're exploring the centuries-old tradition of butter tea, and we delve into its composition and chemistry. Now, butter tea is also known as pocha, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, in Tibetan. It has been a staple beverage in the Himalayan regions for centuries and traditionally brewed using black tea leaves, yak butter, salt, and sometimes milk. This unique concoction holds cultural significance and serves as a vital source of nutrition and warmth in harsh mountain climates. Now, let's begin by examining the composition of butter tea. At its core, butter tea consists of four primary ingredients: tea leaves, butter, salt, and water. The type of tea leaves used can vary, with many preferring robust black tea for their bold flavor and caffeine content, and the tea leaves undergo steeping into hot water, releasing their aromatic compounds and flavor molecules into the brew. The next key ingredient is butter, typically sourced from yaks in Tibetan regions. Yak butter is rich in fatty acids, particularly saturated fats like palmitic and stearic acid. These fats contribute to the creamy texture and they give a distinct flavor to the butter tea, while also providing energy for those living in high altitude environments. Now, salt plays a crucial role in butter tea. It balances the richness of the butter and adds savory element to the brew. Now, historically, salt was scarce in the Himalayan regions, making it valuable as a commodity. So its inclusion in butter tea not only enhances flavor, but also replenishes electrolytes lost through perspiration at high altitudes. At least it's something that it could do. Finally, water. It serves as the solvent for extracting the flavor and nutrients from the tea leaves, butter and salt. And in traditional preparation, the water is boiled and that ensures thorough extraction of the tea's compounds and also sterilizes the brew, reducing the risk of waterborne illnesses. Now, we've explored the composition of butter tea, and what I want to do is delve a little bit more into the chemistry behind its unique properties. One of the most intriguing aspects of butter tea is its emulsified nature, wherein the fats from the butter are dispersed evenly throughout the liquid, creating a creamy texture and preventing separation. Most of you know what emulsions are. Those are colloidal systems composed of two immiscible liquids, such as water and oil. They're stabilized by emulsifiers. In the case of butter tea, the butter fat acts as a dispersed phase, while water serves as a continuous phase. The emulsification process occurs during mechanical agitation, typically achieved by churning or whisking the tea vigorously. The emulsification of butter tea is facilitated by the presence of phospholipids and proteins in the butter, which act as natural emulsifiers. These molecules possess hydrophilic and hydrophobic, which means water attracting and water repelling regions. And that allows them to form a stable interface between the water and the fat phases. Additionally, the high fat content of yak butter typically is around 65%, and that contributes to the stability of the emulsion. The greater the fat concentration, the stronger is the interaction between fat globules and emulsifiers. This results in a smooth and creamy texture, and that coats the palate with each sip of butter tea. Beyond its emulsified nature, butter tea exhibits other fascinating chemical phenomena. The interaction between tea polyphenols and milk proteins, for instance, can lead to complexation and precipitation, altering the brew's color and also the mouthfeel. Similarly, the presence of salt influences the solubility of various compounds in the tea, affecting its overall flavor profile. As we conclude our exploration of butter tea, it's evident that this ancient beverage is not only a cultural icon, but also a testament to the intersection of chemistry, tradition, and nutrition. From its composition of tea leaves, butter, salt, and water to its emulsified nature and complex chemical interactions, butter tea offers a rich tapestry of scientific insights waiting to be unraveled. Now, that's all for today's episode, and I know this is a very brief one, and it has been inspired by some of the conversations that I had with my students, mostly on my Instagram account, the account for the Food Science Addict. And I just want to thank them for contributing to this podcast with their suggestions, and also for teaching me something. I had no idea that butter tea existed. So thank you so much for sparking this curiosity and inspiring this episode. Until next time, what I suggest you to do is stay curious and keep exploring the world of food science around you. Take care and goodbye.
Before finishing and saying goodbye to everyone, I'd like to thank the Institute of Food Science and Technology for sponsoring Food Science Addict podcast. The IFST is the UK's leading professional body for those involved in all aspects of food science and technology. The IFST provides a variety of benefits as part of their membership, including free knowledge resources, topical events, and professional recognition. The IFST members are just like you. They're studying or working in areas of the food sector, in industry, education, and governmental organizations. Find out more about IFST and become a member today by heading to www.ifst.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for this new episode of the Food Science Addict. If you have any questions or any doubts, do not hesitate and send an email to thefoodscienceaddict@outlook.com or send a DM to our Instagram @thefoodscienceaddict. Take care and goodbye.